Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jill Schlesinger from Jill on Money Weekends here on WBEN is joining us live as the month of August is getting underway. And I'm hoping that you're not swimming with the sharks or swimming at all with this hurricane coming your way.
I'm certainly not swimming because here I am talking to you. And so it does feel like metaphorically, when storms are coming now, they take on a different meaning, don't they? Because you feel like there's so many storms in the economy. And, I guess that let's keep that storm metaphor because, you know, a hurricane certainly ripped through the economy in the second quarter. We're still feeling the after effects of that, obviously. But the second quarter was the worst quarter on record for the U.S. economy. We saw the total U.S. economy shrink by 9.5% from the previous quarter. If you extrapolate that over four quarters, if you look ahead, that's an annualized pace of 33% contraction. I just want you to know that is four times worse than any single quarter that we had seen during the Great Recession in 2008-2009. So the second quarter was horrible.
I mean, they were preparing us for that, though.
Yeah.
But there seemed to be a group of people that are saying, you know what, it could have been worse.
Well, it could have been worse because if you consider what would have happened if we didn't have the extra unemployment benefits being sent out to people, that it could have been far worse. So just remember, there are about 30 million Americans who were, I put that in the past tense, receiving unemployment checks, an extra $600 a week. That is now expired. So too has there been an expiration of eviction moratorium and mortgage forbearance. So there are a lot of people who wake up this morning and are very concerned about what the weeks ahead mean for them personally because they don't have that extra $600 a week from the federal government.
Right. I mean, we are sort of in an in-between period right now, right? Because of the expiration.
Because the benefits have expired. Democrats and Republicans are trying to negotiate. The Democrats actually had a plan that they voted on and passed. It was called the HEROES Act a few months ago. And essentially, as it pertains to people, it was to individuals, meaning that they would say, let's do the $600 a week through the end of the year. Let's beef up state governments. Let's give some testing and some medical some money to hospitals and municipalities. Let's do all of that, $3 trillion. Last week, the Republicans came out with their first bid, which was $1 trillion. And I think the most important thing to remember is that they are talking, but the Republicans' first bid was $200 a week extra. And I think that, you know, considering that the average unemployment weekly benefit is about $380 a week, the extra $200 not going to help a lot of people out who are suffering right now.
Yeah. Now, there's no indication on when they're going to come to an agreement and what that agreement will look like. Could cutting this support right now short circuit the economy?
I think it could. I mean, that's the problem that certainly when economists look at this, you know, you want to say there's a humanitarian issue, right? There is. There's no doubt. People are really worried. But when you think about the economy, without that money, without that extra $600, which most Americans actually spent, they didn't save it, that actually allowed the economy to do, I hate to say as well, but to not have even a bigger problem. And, you know, one of the economists that I talk to often, this guy named Joel Naroff, said that that without that $600 a week, we could have seen a an annualized decline of 50% or more. I mean, so 33%, you feel like that's horrible. Could you imagine if it were 50% or more? It's incomprehensible.
And then at the same time, unemployment numbers are rising again.
Yes, I mean, this is the problem. Weekly claims, we've seen some folks who were re-laid off, right? So people who went back to work in the South and the West, the virus spiked, then they get laid off again. So new claims are, you know, 1.4 million last week. We're going to get a new monthly report out when Friday. Then that will be the July jobs report. The estimates are all over the place. I've talked to economists who say, no, no, it's going to be another 2-3 million people. And then there are some who say, no, it's going to be flat. But what we know is job creation is probably going to moderate. We will. I looked at the consensus this morning. It looks like 1.4 million jobs created in the month of July. We'll see. I don't know. Maybe the unemployment rate drops down to 10 or, you know, just a little bit. I guess we were at 11.1 previously. Maybe 10.7 looks like the consensus right now.
Hmm. All right. With the virus spiking in much of the country, I mean, as the virus goes, so goes the economy. But we're looking at that third quarter GDP. It can't be, you know, looking very good, right?
Well, I mean, look, we went down so badly in the second quarter. There will be a pickup in the second quarter and the third quarter. There will be, no doubt. The question is how much. You know, when I was first talking to folks maybe at the end of June, the economists that I were, they were like, you know what? Third quarter is going to be great. We're going to see a big, huge bounce. It's going to be 18-20%. Well, you're going to be so happy. It's going to be like, it's not going to be where we were, but you're going to be happy. Now they're taking those numbers down a little bit, again, because as you said, as the virus goes, so goes the economy. But if we got a 13, 14, 15% bump, that would be good. We're not going into total lockdown as a nation again. So I think it's unlikely that we return to where we were back in March and April. But it's not going to be as quick as many of us would have hoped because the virus is determining the path of reopenings.
It really is. I mean, you have to take this, you know, if not week by week, day by day.
It's true. I mean, you know, you get very excited because you're like, oh, man, this is awesome because maybe Florida cases are coming down. And then you find out there's, you know, cases that are cropping up in the Midwest. So it's very difficult for economists to make these predictions in normal times. Right now, it is truly crazy because, you know, you're going on credit card numbers or data from Open Table, from apps. They're trying to do real-time analysis. And it's very difficult to do because every day, as you said, something new emerges.
Jill, we always appreciate the insight. Jill Schlesinger from Jill on Money, weekends here on WBEN.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.